弟兄姊妹，我们来读几处圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages.
第一处是在以赛亚书。
First is in Isaiah.
54章。
Chapter 54.
我们看第一节到第三节。
We read verses 1 to 3.
你这不怀孕不生养的要歌唱，你这围城经过惨难的要发声歌唱，养生欢呼。为什么呢？为什么要歌唱？为什么要欢呼？因为没有丈夫的比有丈夫的儿女更多，这是耶和华说的。要扩张你的帐幕之地，张大你居所的麦子，不要限制，要放长你的绳子，坚固你的曲子，因为你要向左向右开展，你的后裔必得多国为业，又是荒凉的城邑有人居住。弟兄姊妹，这段到底在讲什么？
Brothers and sisters, exactly what this passage is speaking about.
我想这里是讲到福音的广传。
Here it speaks of the expansion of the gospel.
讲到救恩的福音的兴旺。
It speaks of the flourishing of the salvation.
救恩的开展。
And also the enlargement of the gospel.
我想这里最要紧的，你要明白前面一节圣经就是53章的。这一节圣经是一节。
To understand this passage, the most important thing to know is verse 11 of the previous chapter, 53.
十一章，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因一人是我的义仆的称为义，许多人。因认识我的义仆，当然是主耶稣，我们的救主。
He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied, and by his knowledge, my righteous servant. Here, of course, it is our Lord Jesus, our Savior. He shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities.
因认识了基督是神的儿子，我们就得称为义，我们就得到生命，我们就成为神的儿女。
Because we know Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and then we are justified, and then we become His children.
我们是圣灵生的。
We are born by the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我想这一段就是要扩张我们的帐幕，张大我们居所的麦子，把福音广传出去。
So here, enlarge the place of your tent and stretch out the curtains of your dwellings simply means that to spread out the gospel.
好，我们再来看几处新约的圣经。
Now we're going to read a few passages in the New Testament.
哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
我们看第十一节到第十六节。
Verses 11 to 16.
十一节，第四章《哥林多前书》。
First Corinthians 4:11。
直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身裸体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处，并且劳苦，亲手做工，被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受；被人毁谤。我们就善劝，直到如今，人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的杂质。我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。第首节，你们学基督的师父虽然有一万，未不确实不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音。生了你们，我用在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们，所以求你们效法我。
Verse 15, in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you, imitate me.
好，我们再来看一处以弗所第一章。
Now, Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看第八节，第八节到第十二节，请你念吧。
We will read from verses 8 to 12, Ephesians 1a, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one,all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in him. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory.
好，特别注意弟兄姊妹第十一节。
Now we pay a special attention to verse 11 here.
我们也在他的里面，就是在主耶稣基督里面。
We have in him that's in Christ Jesus.
我们也在他里面得了这个基业。
In him also we have obtained an inheritance.
我们看见中文里面一个小字很重要。
And also here in a small note in the Chinese Bible, which is very, very significant.
不但基督成了我们的基业，我们也成了基督的那个基业。
It tells us that not only Christ is our inheritance, but also we have become the inheritance of Christ.
这句话按理来讲，好像有些讲不通。
It doesn't seem to make sense, doesn't it?
什么叫基督成了我的基业呢？若是基督成了我的基业，那么我就不是基督的基业了，对不对？
What does that mean that Christ becomes my inheritance? If that's the case, how can I become the inheritance of Christ?
假如我是基督的基业呢，基督就不是我的基业了。这是按照一般人来理解的话，好像有些不通。
If I'm Christ's inheritance, then Christ is not my inheritance. It doesn't make sense logically.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
这里告诉我们，基督是我们的基业。我们也是他的基业，等会我来解释。
Here it tells us that Christ is our inheritance, as well as we are his inheritance. I will elaborate more on this point later.
好，最后我们看哥罗西书第二章。
Now, lastly, Colossians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
哥罗西书第二章第八节。
Colossians 2:8.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。第九节。
Verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛，神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的。居住在基督的里面，你们在他的里面，你们在他的里面也得到了丰盛。他是各样执政掌权者的元首。好，我们低头祷告。
Please bow your head and have a word of prayer.
我们感谢父。
We thank our Father.
叫我们与众圣徒一同在光明中同得基业。
That he has qualified us to be partakers together with all the saints in the kingdom of his light.
你救了我们，叫我们脱离了黑暗的权势，
Father,
把我们迁到了你爱子的国度里面。
Father, you have saved us and delivered us out of the domain of darkness, but into the kingdom of his beloved Son in the light.
叫我们在你爱子的里面得蒙救赎，我们的过犯得以赦免。
So in your beloved Son, we have redemption through your blood and forgiveness of sins.
今天我们在你爱子的里面，我们都是新造的人。
Today, in your beloved Son, we are all new creation.
今天我们都可以坦然无惧，能够来到你宝座的跟前，来敬拜我们的父，敬拜那位羔羊。
Today, boldly we can come before your throne to worship our Father and to worship the Lamb.
主，我们要赞美你，感谢你，敬拜你。
Lord, we simply want to praise you, thank you, and worship you.
我们要在你的殿中思念你的慈爱，你的恩典。
In your house, we want to meditate on your loving kindness and your grace.
你受的赞美是与你的名相称的。
As your name is, so is your praise.
直到地界，你的右手满了公义，满了慈爱。
Until the end of the earth, your right hand is full of righteousness and mercy.
愿今天早晨，我们因着你爱子的血，我们在这里都遇见了你。
Oh, may this morning, because of the blood of your beloved Son, that we can all come to meet you.
你也遇见了我们。
And you also meet us.
主，我们在这里感谢敬拜。
Lord, here we give thanks to you and we worship you.
与你的仆人使女同在。
Be with your servant and maid servant.
主啊，我们感谢主何等的恩典，叫我们今天能够站在这里做你的出口。
Oh Lord, we thank you. What grace this is that today, here standing here, we could become your mouthpiece.
主，我们知道不只在乎言语，在乎你的全能、你的圣灵和我们充足的信心。
Lord, we know it does not depend on words, but depend on your power and the assurance of our faith.
主啊，我们也深知主你乃是那灵，你的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由。
We are also convinced that you are the Spirit. Where the Spirit is, there is liberty.
主，让你仆人的灵是释放的，你的使女的灵也是释放的，没有捆绑，没有限制。
Lord, that there not be any limitation, any bondage, set your servant spirit, set your maid servant spirit free.
主，你捆绑应当捆绑的，释放应当释放。
Lord, bind those who are to be bound and release those who are to be released.
感谢主，我们胜过他，是因着羔羊的血和我们自己所见证的道。
We thank our Lord that we overcome him because of the blood of the Lamb and the testimony that we hold.
感谢主，羔羊已经得胜，还要得胜，我们与你一起的得胜。
We thank the Lord that the Lamb has overcome and will overcome, and we will overcome with you.
主，教会是你的身体。
Oh Lord, the church is your body.
是充满万有者的丰满。
The very fullness of him who fills all in all.
愿你的荣耀更多充满这个教会。
Let your glory be even more revealed in this church.
让你得着荣耀。
So that you will be glorified.
愿的荣耀全能都是你的，从今时一直到永远。
To you be the glory and dominion from now on until forevermore.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
是因耶稣基督的名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢主，2016年。
Thank the Lord, now it's year 2016.
新的一年。
A new year.
我们真不知道我们还能够过多少的新年。
We really don't know how many more new years are reserved for us.
不要像我这个年龄，我们还能够过多少的新年。
Especially, like me in my age, I really don't know how many more New Years for me.
我想对着你们在座的每一位，我们都应当看见我们在地上的日子不多了，我们还能够过多少的新年。
But every one of you sitting here should know that there aren't many those New Years awaiting us. How many more years could we have?
以赛亚书21章有这么一句话，早晨将到，黑夜也来到了。
Isaiah 21, we read that the morning is at hand and the night is at hand.
早晨将到，黑夜也来到，这个时代实在是越来越黑暗，越来越混乱。你看看新年，你打开报纸，你看看全世界的形势，多么的黑暗，多么的混乱。
The morning is coming and the night is coming. When you open the newspaper, you could sense that how dark, how chaotic this world has become.
今年比去年更好吗?
Is this year better than last year?
今天,明天比今天会得更好吗?
Will tomorrow be better off than today?
一年比一年更坏。
The year go from bad to worse.
一年比一年更黑暗。
Each year is darker than the previous one.
一年比一年更混乱。
Every year is more chaotic than before.
一年比一年更恐怖、更危险、更艰难。
Every year becomes harder, dreadful, more difficult than before.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
早晨讲到，黑夜也来到。
The morning is coming, so is the night.
我们要看见明亮的晨星就要出现了。
We shall see the bright morning star appear very soon.
启示录最后的一章，主耶稣自己说。
Revelation, the very last chapter, the Lord Jesus said, I am the root of David. I am the root and descendant of David.
我是明亮的晨星。
I am the bright morning star.
他也是公义的日头。
He is also the sun of righteousness.
黑夜是对着不信的人，越来越黑暗。
To those who do not believe, darkness becomes darker all the more.
对着我们基督徒来说，黑夜越深的时候，我们的早晨即将要来到。
But to us Christians, as the night is far spent,which simply means the morning is about to appear.
所以我们可以面对2016年。
Therefore, we can face year 2016.
弟兄姊妹，新的一年，所以我用一个新的题目，亚比斯的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, being this is a new year, so I would like to use a new title for my sharing, that is the prayer of Avis.
题目是新的。
This is a new title.
但是呢，内容还是接着去年我同弟兄姊妹交通了七次基督那测不透的那个丰富。
Even though the theme, the title is new, however, the theme, the content is the same, just as the last year's seven sharing on the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我想亚比斯的祷告同我去年讲的题目非常的有关系。
Jesus' prayer is so closely related to the very thing I spoke with you last year.
去年我讲的题目是基督测不透的丰富，在哥罗西书第三章。
Last year,
在腓立比书的这个以弗所书的第三章。
Last year, I shared with you the unsearchable riches of Christ, which appears in Ephesians chapter 3.
保罗说，我在圣徒中最小的还要小。但是神给我这个恩典，将那基督测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Paul says that even though I am less than the least of all the brethren, but because of the grace of the gifts of God that God has me preach the gospel among the Gentiles to talk about unsearchable riches of Christ.
不但是传给他们，要这些外邦人能够得着。能够占有，能够享受，并且能够活出来，能够在他们的生活行为能够见证出来的那一个丰盛，基督的那一个丰盛。
This unreachable sacrifice of Christ that Paul shared with the Gentiles, that it's not simply for them to hear, but also for them to possess, to experience, to enjoy, to actually live out this unsearchable riches of Christ.
什么是基督的丰盛？我想去年我讲了很多很多了。
So what is the unsearchable riches of Christ, which I have spoken so much last year?
就是在基督的那个完全人里面的那个美德，那个性情，那个性格，他的意志包含在这个里头。
It includes in Christ Jesus the perfect humanity, all the virtues and all the thoughts and mind and emotions, his temperament, everything is included in this.
也就是神圣的那个属性的所有一切的丰盛。
Which also includes all the riches of the divine deity of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们如今在基督里面，刚刚哥罗西书第二章讲得很清楚，神本身一切的丰盛都是有形有体的在基督里，我们在基督里也得着了。
Just as in chapter 2 of Colossians, which we just read, that in Christ Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in Him we have been made complete.
我就想到希伯来书第二章有一句话说,
and also Hebrews 2,
我们都负了这么大的救恩, 怎么能够陶醉呢? 我们看见这个救恩有多浩大。有多大，有多深，有多高。
Hebrews 2 tells us this: If we escape this salvation, how can we escape? If we neglect so great a salvation, how can we escape? Because the salvation is so deep, so high, and so broad.
有人觉得很多弟兄姊妹基督徒，哎呀，我今天信了主了，我将来就不下地狱了，我将来能够上天堂了。
Some brothers and sisters think, well, today I'm a Christian, so in the future I will not go to hell, I will simply go to heaven.
哎呀，这就是救恩。
And this is the salvation I have.
是的，若是你真明白什么叫不下地狱能够上天堂，若是你真正明白的话，是的，这个救恩是相当大的。
Indeed, if you truly understand what it means by not going to hell but going to heaven, then you know that the salvation is extremely great.
但是很可惜的，可能有许多的基督徒所讲的地狱像个天堂，就像今天宗教里面所讲的。虽然他们不讲天堂，他们讲西天，他们讲极乐世界，将来就不下地狱。我们能够去哪个地方？所有的宗教都讲这个。
Unfortunately, many brothers and sisters, Christians, they do not understand what it means biblically to go to hell or go to heaven. What they think of as some religious term, some world of happiness, nirvana, that's some place that you have peace and all the quietness. But salvation is not just this much.
救恩有一个荣耀的盼望。
It gives us this glorious help.
我们马上想到这个盼望，就是主来的时候，我们都要改变。
Right away, we know this hope is when the Lord Jesus comes again, we shall all be transformed.
基督是我的生命，他若显现，我要与他一同显在荣耀的里面。这不过是一个外体的改变，对不对？
Christ is our life. When He is revealed, we shall all be revealed with Him in glory. However, this is an external change, right?
哎呀，我们今天在肉体里面，我们就是出果圣灵出结的果子的，我们也在心里叹息啊。我们等候得着儿子的名分，就是身体的得赎。得赎的那一天，我们不再叹息了，我们身体完全改变了。
We in our flesh, even though we are the first fruits of the Holy Spirit, here we groan waiting for the appearing of Jesus Christ. Then when He appears, then all our body will be changed. There will be no more groaning and moaning.
这不还不过是身体的改变。
However, this is simply the change of your body.
我们外面得到的荣耀。
External glory it is.
救恩就是这么大吗?
Then is our salvation simply this much?
还要大。
There is something bigger.
这就是哥罗西书第二章讲的，神本性一切的丰盛都在基督里，我们在基督里面得着了一切的丰盛。
This is what we just read in Colossians chapter 2, that in Him dwells the fullness of the deity in bodily form, and in Him we have been made complete.
不但是将来的荣耀，今天我们就要把基督那个丰盛在你的生活行为能够见证，能够活出来的。
Not only do we have the glory in the age to come, but today in your life, we should be able to manifest this glory in our daily living.
今天你越是把基督的丰盛越是显多，神就越是得到荣耀。
Today, the more you manifest the glory, the riches of Christ, that the more glory God had, would regain,
would gain. 也更多的得好处，得到益处。
Today, should you be able to manifest the more of the riches of this life, then more of the people who are around you should be benefited from you.
今天你越是能够彰显基督的那个丰盛，那一个荣耀，有一天你晋升的国，你要得到更多的赏识，更多的荣耀，更多的冠冕，你也更多的得荣耀。
Today, if you are able to manifest more of the riches and glory of God, then in the age to come, when you enter into the kingdom, you shall receive more glory, more crowns, and more riches.
保罗在第六章哥林多前书，他说：“岂不知你们的身体是圣灵的殿吗？这个圣灵是从神那里住在你们的里面，你们不再是自己的人，是他重价所买赎的，所以要在你们的身体上荣耀神。”
This is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you and who come from God, and therefore glorify God in your body.
弟兄姊妹，让我们看见这一点。
So brothers and sisters, let's all see this.
我们就看见救恩的那个浩大。
Let's all see the greatness and infiniteness of the salvation.
我刚才为什么要念以弗所第一章？
Why did I just read Ephesians chapter 1?
保罗说要叫你们知道神旨意的奥秘，就是照着他所安排的，那些满足的时候，天上、地下，所有的一切都在基督里面同归于一，那就是主来的时候，万有都伏在主的脚下，世上的国要成为我主我基督的国，他要做王，直到永远，就是那一天。
In Ephesians chapter 1, we just read that, having made known to us the very mystery of his will according to his purpose, which according to the good pleasure he purposed in himself, until the fullness of the dispensation of the times, that in Christ all things will be summed up together. That is when the Lord Jesus comes back again, and then everything will be summed up in Him, will be to the praise of His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见到那一天，我们要成为基督的那个产业，基督也要成为我们的产业。
Beloved, you will know that on that day we shall become the inheritance of Christ, and Christ also has become our inheritance.
这怎么解释？
I just mentioned, how could we explain this?
互相成为产业。
That we are inheritance of each other.
基督成为我们的产业，很容易解释。
It's easy to explain that Christ has become our inheritance.
因为基督这么的丰盛，我们今天得到了这个产业。
Because Christ is so rich that today we have received Him as our inheritance.
哥林多前书第一章，保罗怎么讲？他必能够坚固你们到底，在主耶稣来的日子，叫你们无可指责。神是信实的，你们原是被他所造，好叫你们在他儿子耶稣基督里面一同的有份，一同的 fellowship， 一同的能够 share 什么？ share 他一切所事的，一切所有的，一切所做成功的，万有是他的，万有也是你们的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, that he will be able to confirm you to the end, that you will be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ, our Lord. He shall become our very portion, that all things that belong to Christ shall become ours. And here we see that Jesus has become our inheritance. His temperament has become ours, and all things belong to him, and now become ours.
那么我们又怎么成为他的产业？我们有什么东西呢？我们像粪土一样，我们像灰尘一样，一无所有。
Then how can we become Christ's inheritance? What do we have? We are simply ashes, and we are dust.
感谢神，
But thank God.
神要在我们身上做这个工。
God wants to perform this work in us.
神要塑造我们。
God will mold us.
神要 成全我们。
God will perfect us.
神要建造我们。
And He will build us up.
我们一天一天变成主的形象。
Daily we're being transformed into the image of the Lord.
我们脸上加荣，就好像主的灵变成的。
Glory upon glory, just as being transformed by the Spirit of the Lord.
到了哪一天我们见出面的时候，我们就完全像他。
So on that day when we do see Him, we shall be completely like Him.
你我就成了他的产业。
And you and I have become His inheritance.
他的丰盛就是我们的丰盛。
His riches has now become mine.
所以我们能够成为他的产业。
And that's how we become His inheritance.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看见救恩的浩大？
So beloved, have you seen this infinite greatness of the salvation?
但是不要忘掉，救恩还不停止在这里。
But do not forget that even the salvation does not stop at this point.
还要进一步。
We will take one step further.
今天没有时间同你们交通。
Today I do not have time to share with you on this.
你去看看出埃及记的十五章后面这一段话，你就知道。
But read Exodus chapter 15, the latter part of it, and then you will know.
我们就是得到了基督一切的丰盛，还没有到救恩的终点。
Even though we have received all the riches of Christ, still we have not yet reached the final destination.
这个救恩还不是全部，还不过是救恩的一大部分而已。
With this much of salvation, still it's not the entirety of the salvation we receive, although it has reached the bulk part of it.
所以这段你们给你做个加课，回去好好的看一看出埃及记第十五章。
So I'm going to assign this chapter to you as your homework. Go home and read it carefully.
我想救恩到这个程度已经实在是太浩大了。
The salvation has led us to this point.Already, then we know how tremendous the salvation we have possessed.
这是为什么保罗在腓立比书第三章第十节他所说的。我不是已经完全了，已经得着了，我是竭力的追求，竭力的追求。
This is what Paul says in Philippians chapter 3. I'm not already perfected. I'm not already obtained it.But I press on.
或者我可以得着主所要我得着的，或者是要我所得着的。
If by any means that I may lay hold of that for which Christ has laid hold of me, another translation is, I may lay hold of that which Christ wants me to lay hold of.
接下来他说，我不是已经完全了，我是坚烈的追求，忘记背后，只有一件事。忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Next, he says, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but I, one thing I do, forget about those things that lie behind and reach forward to those things that lie ahead.
救恩有这么的浩大，所以保罗说，让我们只有这一件事，忘记背后，努力面前。
Since our salvation is extremely great, so Paul said there is one thing for us to do, forget what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
是的，我还没有完全，我还没有得着，已经二十多年了，我们还没有完全，还没有完全得着。
Indeed, I'm not perfected and I have obtained it yet, yes, for the whole past 20 plus years.
我还没有完全得到基督一切的丰盛，我还没有磨成神儿子的形象，我还没有全然成圣，我还没有完全。
I haven't been totally transformed. I have not reached the full riches of Jesus Christ. I have not been completely sanctified yet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Beloved，
所以我去年十月份最后所讲的这篇信息，你们还记得？
So the sharing I gave in the last year's, last October, do you still remember it?
因为撒旦知道神拯救我们最终的目的是什么，撒旦都明白，所以他千方百计地拦阻我们，引诱我们，误导我们，让我们不向这个标杆直跑，不叫我们只有这件事。
Satan knows it so well that why God has saved us. Therefore, he simply pulled all the stuff out and doing everything he could, trying to deceive us, misguide us, tempt us, and also obstruct us from reaching toward this only one thing that we need to do.
弟兄姊妹还记得三方面的三件事，撒旦主要的用这三件事。
Beloved, do you still remember there are three things which Satan used to defer, to obstruct us?
第一件就是哥罗西书第二章我刚刚念的，所以你们要谨慎，免得有人用人的理学虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃是照着世上的小学，人间的遗传，把你们掳去了。
The first thing is what we just read in Colossians chapter 2, that beware that anyone cheat you through philosophy, through empty deceit, not according to Christ, but according to the traditions of man and according to the basic principle words of this earth.
这是第一件事。
This is the first thing.
我已经交通过了。
And which I share with you already.
第二件事就是为恩典认。
The second thing is,about the saying that everything is grace, grace alone, grace only.
今天他们说这是个新约的时代，是个恩典的时代，不像旧约律法的时代。
Because they say today is a New Testament time, so it's not in Old Testament time, this is the age of grace.
旧约的时代，我们的神要发怒，神要恨，神要审判，神要定罪。
In Old Testament time, our God would become angry, He would judge, and He would condemn.
旧约我们的神是讲公义、讲圣洁的。
In the Old Testament time, our God is about judgment, about righteousness and holiness.
所以他要审判，要定罪。
Therefore, He condemns, He judges.
但是到了新约呢，就是恩典的时代，神改变了。
But in the New Testament time, God has changed.
It is the age of grace.
No longer does God judge, condemn, and become enraged toward His children, His church in this time. And I believe I have used many biblical verses.To refute this wrong saying,
我们记得耶利米书第十七章的那第九章那一段话。
And we recall in Jeremiah chapter 9,
他怎么讲的耶利米书
？What does the book of Jeremiah say?
智慧的人不要以智慧夸口，勇士不要以勇力夸口，财主不要用财物夸口，夸口的，因为你有聪明，认识耶和华。
Let not the man glory in, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his strength. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glorify glory in this way, because he knew, he has understanding to know me.
他有聪明认识耶和华还不算，下面还有一句话。并且他知道耶和华在世上喜爱是慈爱没有停止公义和公平以慈为夸口的。
And not only just that he has this understanding that he knows me, I am the Lord, but also he understands that the Lord delights in exercising loving kindness, justice, and also righteousness, and he does all these things in the whole world.
旧约神的神有慈爱，有怜悯，有恩典。新约的神也是有慈爱，有怜悯，有恩典。旧约的神是公义的，是圣洁的。新约的神也是公义的，圣洁的。
Just as the Old Testament God has loving kindness, grace, and mercy, and it's the same with the New Testament. Just as the Old Testament God has this judgment, this righteousness, holiness, so is the God in New Testament. God never changes.
所以接下来我们为什么要讲亚比斯的祷告？
So here, this is why we need to talk about Jabez's prayer.
还有一个方面，撒旦用的最厉害的、 最危害今天教会和圣徒的，我也曾经交通过，那就是成功神学。
And there is an, the most detrimental, the most powerful scheme that Satan uses against the church, which I shared with you before. That is what's so-called prosperity gospel today.
他们的根据就是亚比斯的祷告。
And their basis is established upon this prayer of Jabez.
他们最有力的理论的根据就是亚比斯的祷告。
Their most convincing, powerful foundation of this assertion is Jabez's prayer.
亚比斯怎么向耶和华神祷告的？
How does Jabez pray to the Lord God?
神啊，求你赐福给我。
Lord, indeed, that you would bless me.
赐福第一件事，扩大我的疆界。
To bless me means the first thing.Of all is to enlarge my territory.
接下来他说神啊你常与我同在你的手常与我同在。
Next he says that your hand would be with me.
保佑我。
And you would keep me.
不叫我遭患难不受艰苦神就答应了他的祷告。
That you would keep me from evil, that I would be free from the pain, and God answered his request.
他们就用这段经文作为根据。
So this is their biblical passage that they base upon their assertion.
基督徒在世上的生活是应当亨通的，应当成功的，应当享受的。
The Christian's life in this world should be prosperity, success, and enjoyment.
应该是无灾无病的
should be delivered from all the evils, all the illness.
神会保佑我们
God will keep all of us.
哎呀，我这几个月以前，我看到这个《生命期刊》的这个杂志里面有一篇文章，蛮有意思的。
Several months ago, I read an article in the Life Quarterly, the magazine, and I think it's very interesting.
是一个弟兄。他写信给生命期刊的这个作者，他说希望你能够帮助我怎样的能够说服我的姊妹，就是他的太太。
A reader sending a letter asking for help from the Life Quarterly to persuade his wife.
我想他们夫妇两个都是在某一个城的一个大的教会里面，都是相当被弟兄姊妹说。尊重的。
I believe both of them, the husband and wife, are serving in a big congregation in a city, and they are all highly respected.
他们都成为元老的，这个教会中成为元老的基督徒了。他们年份也多，他们也很殷勤的服侍主。这一班，这两个夫妻。
They are called one of the founders for the church.So they are advanced in Christian walk and also in services.
特别是他的姊妹。
Especially his wife.
姊妹常常带着他们一起传福音，哎呀，非常的热心，常常教导他们神的话，也教导他们怎么祷告。
This sister often lead other people to preach the gospel fervently, teach them how to study the Bible and how to pray.
相信。他的这位姊妹是受到了成功神学的一个极大的那个影响。
I believe this sister is greatly impacted by this prosperity theology.
我们都知道三五年以前亚比斯的祷告这本书啊成为一个最畅销的一本书。
Do you recall that about 3 or 5 years ago, the prayer of Jabez, this book has become the most popular one?
亚比斯的祷告是一个非常 popular 的一个传道人写，我不讲他的名字了，是这个 Mac Church 里面的传道人写了这本书《亚比斯的祷告》。
And the book is written by a very popular pastor in a Mac Church, and I won't mention his name here.
这本书，哎呀，大受欢迎啊
！And Jabez, the book is so welcomed among Christianity.
最畅销的。
The most popular, the same has become more popular than the Bible.
后来也有中文的翻译。
even it has a Chinese translation.
所以在中国的教会里面也非常的畅销啊，这本书
well,
非常受人欢迎。
Therefore, among Chinese churches, the book likewise is greatly welcomed.
所以这个姊妹一定是受这本书的影响。
So this sister must have been impacted.
她就教导这些姊妹怎么祷告。她说：“你们的祷告是一个成功，就是能够叫你成功的一个手段。”
And this is how she taught other sisters about prayers. She told them that this prayer is the very means for your success.
叫你能够成功，你就祷告。
So it will enable you to succeed. If you want to succeed, just pray.
你不要忘记你是至高神的儿女。
Don't forget that you're the children of the Most High.
你是王子。
You are princesses.
你看看你多珍贵，看看你的地位多崇高。
Think of this, how noble, how lofty your identity is.
所以你的生活呢，就应当像一个王子的生活。
Therefore, you should live as a prince.
王子生活是怎么样的生活？
And what kind of a life a prince lives?
都享受。
Oh, with all the enjoyment.
有地位，有名声。
With fame, with status.
他的一生都是成功的。
Oh, the prince's life is full of success.
哎呀，这就是王子的生活。
And this should be a prince's life.
所以你要祷告啊。
Therefore, you need to pray.
你要有个梦想。
You need to have this dream.
就像王子一样的生活。
That you will one day live a prince's life.
神就一定能够答应你的祷告。
With this faith, God will answer your prayer.
所以他们曾经讲过，你就像这个约瑟一样的，你看看约瑟有一个梦，我们都知道是创世纪第37章讲到约瑟。
They even say that, you should have this dream just as Joseph in Genesis 37 had.
哎呀，有一天他做一个梦，他说这个五捆呢，11个五捆都趴在他的面前。
One day Joseph dreamed this dream that all the sheaves fell down and worshiped him.
哎呀，这就是意思，他的11个兄弟都要向他敬拜，
Meaning、
他要坐在宝座上面。
All the 11 brothers that Joseph had will one day bow down before him, and Joseph will sit in the throne.
后来他又做了一个梦，哎呀，更厉害。连这个星啊星辰这个日头月亮都向他下拜，就不单连他的11个兄弟向他拜，连他的父亲母亲都要向他跪拜，他要坐在宝座上。
Then he dreamed another powerful dream that not only his brothers would bow down and worship him, even the sun and the moon, meaning his father and mother, would prostrate themselves before him. And it is because Joseph had this dream that one day his dream came true.
哎呀，你就看到成功神学就是用这些圣经里断章取义的，叫每一个神的女做王子的都应当有这个美梦，有一天都要成真的。
And this is how the prosperity gospel simply take verses out of the context from the Bible, telling all the believers to dream. Dream, one day your dream will become true.
所以呢，这个弟兄他听了，他总觉得这个不对头啊，不好读圣经的真理啊，但是他又不知道怎么去说服他的姊妹。
Now this brother who wrote this letter, this question to the magazine, knowing that something is amiss, but he simply doesn't know how to persuade his wife.
所以他就写信给生命期刊，希望他能够帮助他解决这个问题。
Therefore, he wrote this question and sent it to this Life Quarterly, hoping that they would help him to solve his problem.
最后他说为了荣耀的国度，为了主的名，请你给我一个答复。
Toward the end, this person wrote that for the glorious kingdom, for the Lord's name, please help me.
结果呢？他们就回了一封信，很简单。
And Life Quarterly did answer the question very briefly.
他怎么回答呢？他说这是撒旦利用一些人，用世界眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲、肉体的情欲，来引诱人去爱这个世界，爱那个不能存到永远、没有永远价值的东西。
And they say, well, simply because this is the scheme that Satan used to entice people to work for those things that cannot endure forever. Satan uses all the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of this life.
叫人去抓，让去人去追求这些东西。
For people to simply to trying to grab something that does not last.
结果都是虚空的。
And toward the end, all is vanity.
所以他的回答很简单。
So the answer is very simple.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天神工神学对着教会，对着神的儿女，危害是最大最大的。
Beloved, today, the greatest damage comes from this prosperity theology. They just use this Jabez prayer.
所以我说我要用一点时间同弟兄姊妹来解释一下到底亚比斯的祷告是内容是什么。
Therefore, I am burdened to share with you on the very content of Jabez prayer, exactly what it is about.
不叫我们失去了那个目标。
So that we will not lose that goal.
不叫我们失去了只有这一件事。
So that we will not lose the vision that there is only one thing for us.
但是新的一年一开始，让我们向着这个目标直奔。
At the beginning of this new year, let's all press on toward this goal.
只有这一件事。
Only one thing.
我们忘记背后努力面前。
That is, we press on, forgetting what lies behind.Reaching forward to what lies ahead.
弟兄姊妹，亚比斯第一个就是说，神啊，求你赐福给我，扩大我的疆界。
The very first thing about this Jabez prayer is that, Lord, bless me, enlarge my border.
什么叫扩大我的疆界？
What does that mean to enlarge my territory?
成功神学讲的扩大我的疆界。是你的名，你的国，你的子民。
Prosperity theology speaks of expanding the territory, simply meaning your name, your will, and your kingdom.
不是神的名，不是神的国，不是神的子民，对不对？
It's not God's name, God's will, God's kingdom. Totally different.
主耶稣教导门徒祷告，第一句话，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。你的，你的，你的，不是我的，我的，我的。
When Lord Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, he says, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, 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 not ours, ours, ours.
但是他们就用这一段话扩大我的疆界，就是让我若是做事业的、企业的，我的企业越来越扩大。
So based on this saying of Jabez prayer, they say that if you have a business, your business will simply expand more and more.
越来越成功。
And more successful.
越来越赚钱。
More and more earning much money.
我的地位，我的名声越来越高。
And my status, my fame will simply rise every day.
我住的房子越来越大。
My houses should become larger.
我的子孙越来越多。
And I should have even more and more descendants.
我的身体越来越健康。
And so is my body that should become healthier and healthier. Everything goes smoothly and with good success.
弟兄姊妹，亚比斯祷告的扩大是这个意思吗？
Beloved, is this what Jabez meant when he says that enlarge my territory?
若是他的祷告都是注重在这个世界上的东西的话，他有什么可以讲珍贵的？他在众弟兄中间是最
If Jabez's prayer is simply focused on all the earthly things, how could he possibly be said that he's more honorable than all his brethren?
什么叫扩大?
What does it mean to enlarge?
我想今天可能就是光是扩大，我想我今天还交通不完，我们就留在下一次。
Even on this point of enlargement, I probably won't have enough time to explain it. So I think I will save for next time.
从属灵的角度来看，第一个扩大就是你自己的生命。
From the perspective spiritual perspective, the first enlargement should be the enlargement of your life.
我们的生命越来越成熟， 我们的生命越来越长大，我们的生命越成长，满有长成，基督长成的那个生命。
Which means our life should mature, should grow up more and more. Eventually, we will attain to the measure of the fullness of Christ, the stature of fullness of Christ.
主耶稣说，我来教养的生命，还要得到一个更丰盛的生命。
Lord Jesus says that I come so that my sheep could have life and life more abundant.
我们越来越多的神的丰盛，越来越more成神的儿子的模样。
So more and more we receive the riches of Christ, and more we're being molded into the image of Christ.
基督在我身上越来越加增，我越来越减少。基督在我身上越来越兴旺，我越来越衰微。弟兄姊妹，这叫扩大。
And more Christ increases in me, and more I myself decrease, brother and sister. This is what is called enlargement. And we all need a prayer like this. But don't you ever forget that with this prayer, you need to pay a price.
就是我刚刚讲的腓立比书第三章保罗讲的，我不是已经得着了就完全，我是竭力追求的。
That's what in Philippians chapter 3 Paul just said, I have not been perfected, I have not obtained yet, but I press on.
不要忘掉第十节，第三章的第十节这句话非常的重要。
Chapter 3 verse 10 is extremely crucial.
保罗怎么讲的？
What does Paul say here?
他说，是我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，晓得与他一同受苦。效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经完全了，已经得着了。
So that I may know Christ, the power, I may know the power of His resurrection, the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection out from the dead.I'm not saying that I have been perfected or have obtained it.
第十节、十一节太重要了。
Verse 10 and 11 are so important.
我想起交通道，基督吃不着的丰富，保罗就有一个意象，那就是迦南美地，对不对？
Last time I share with you that regarding this unsearchable riches, Paul had this vision that is.The good and the beautiful land of Canaan.
哎呀，这些以色列人虽然进到了迦南美地，你们看到他们怎么南征北战，牺牲征战。哎呀，差不多花了15年的时间，还有许多未得之地。
As you recall that all these Israelites, after they entered the land of Canaan, northward, southward, eastward.Westward, they fought, they battled all over the places. It's about 15 years later still, there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
所以你去看约书亚记第13章，耶和华对约书亚说，你已经年纪老迈了，还有许多未得之地。12章给我们看到，他们已经征服了31个王。哎呀，你看看他们花了多少的时间，多少的征战得到的。
In chapter 12 of Joshua, we read that they have overcome 31 kings with all this time, with all these battles. But still in chapter 13, the Lord says to Joshua that you are old, advanced in ages, in years, but there remains yet very much land to be possessed.
所以我们到底怎么样能够得到基督一切的丰盛呢？我还没有交通呢。我想我们这个题目还没有完。
So how can we actually possess all the riches of Christ? And I still haven't got any chance to share on this point yet.
我想这是第一个扩大。
So here is the first enlargement.
我想第二个扩大。
Now the second enlargement is.
那就是诗篇第119篇的第32节那边有一句话说，你。扩大我的扩大我的疆界，扩大我的周围，好叫我往你的命令的路上能够直奔。
The second enlargement
脚下的那一个范围啊。
The second enlargement here is said in Psalm 119:32. When you enlarge my heart, I will run the course of your commandments. That's when God enlarged all the territory of you. Here we see another enlarged. And the verse says, Lord, enlarge all the land that my foot treads upon, so that I will run the very course of your commandments.
今天的教会,
today's church, today's God's children simply like to run in their own ways.
今天我们的宣教,
we have our own ways regarding our missions, our evangelical meeting.
我们在教会中间侍奉神, 我们有自己的办法, 我们有自己的方法。
We have all our own means, our own methods when we serve in the churches.
这些方法, 这些路是最简单的, 最短的路, 是最容易的路, 最能够看见果效的路,
because these methods are simple, are shortcut, easy, so everybody loves to take them.
我们不愿意走主的那个命定的路上, 这个路是十字架的路, 是圣洁的路,
we do not want to walk in the course of God's commandments because this is the very road of sacrifice, the very road of the cross, of the narrow way.
哎呀,你看大卫,大卫王,他怎么样运,又贵的。
Think of King David. How did he transport the Ark of the Covenant?
哎呀,大家商量以后, 我们用比利时人的方法, 这是个最简单的, 最安全的, 最省事的, 最省力的, 对不对? 这是人的路。
After they consulted with one another, they said, well, that used the Philippians' way. It's the safest, simplest, easiest, the quickest way.
他们虽然用了一个新的车, 他们还很看重尊敬这个约柜, 所以他们用比利时人的方法, 他们用他们的牛车, 但是这个牛车是新的, 他们就把约柜放在上面, 运到西安。
They did respect the Ark of the Covenant very much. Therefore, they used a new cart, put the Ark of the Covenant upon it, and trying to send it to Zion.
最后呢, 我们看见发生了什么事?
In the end, what happened?
这个乌撒, 被结杀,
Uzzah was slaughtered.
最后他们还是用摩西根据神的命令, 用祭司来抬, 用剑来扛, 这个约柜抬上去, 我们看见好像费事, 又不安全, 又累, 又辛苦, 对不对? 时间又用得多, 但是这是神的路。
Ultimately, they had to obey the Mosaic law that priests had to carry the Ark of Covenant on their shoulders. This is the most time-consuming, the most strenuous way, the most difficult way, and the most arduous way to send the Ark of Covenant to Zion. But still, that's the way, God's way.
这是神的路, 这是神命令的路上。
Beloved, this is the way of God's commandment, and you should run in this course.
哎呀,多少时候我们喜欢做自己的路,你看又不,又拿就是。神要叫他到尼尼微去,他就是到那里去,他死去了。
So many times we simply love our own ways. Consider Jonah, God told him to go to Nineveh, but instead he went to Tarshish.
他有很多的理由说我为什么不去, 对不对?
He had all the reason to say why I could not go there.
他觉得自己的路是对的,
he believed his way was correct.
但是感谢神,
but thank God.
引导我们走一路, 最后还是把他带回来, 经过了打水, 鱼肚子里等了三天三夜, 最后他还是去了尼尼微。
But thank God, because of God's mercy, that for His name's sake, He leads us to walk in a righteous way. So after 3 days in the belly of the big fish, eventually He was sent to Nineveh.
我只能简单地说,
so I simply very briefly mentioned that the second aspect of enlarging.
第三个扩大，我就是刚刚念的以赛亚书，我们怎样把福音那个扩传出去。
The third aspect of this enlarge is Isaiah 54 that tells us how we could spread abroad this gospel of God.
保罗在哥林多前书第九章说，我无论做什么都是为着福音的缘故，好叫人与我们一同得到福音的好处。
Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 that all things that I do is for the sake of the gospel so that we could all become fellow partakers of the gospel.
为什么主到现在还不来？
Why is it that the Lord still delays now?
我曾经讲过有三个理由。
And I once mentioned this, there are three reasons to his delaying.
第一个理由就是得救的人数还没有填满。
The first reason is,the number of those who should be saved is not complete yet.
第二个理由，教会还没有预备好，信徒还没有打扮整齐。
The second reason is the church is not made ready, the bride is not adorned yet.
第三个理由，人类的恶管还没有满盈。
Now the third reason is the wickedness of mankind has not reached its full measure yet.
所以传福音何等的重要。
That's why it is so important to share the gospel.
我这里就想到这个启示录第十八章第四节，启示录十八章第四节那里有一段话，约翰听见有声音说，他怎么说的？他听见有声音说，我的名啊，你们要从这个城里出来，不要与他们一同有罪，免得你受他们所受的灾祸，因为。他的罪孽罪恶已经滔天了，他的不义神已经想起来了。
Here in Revelation 18 verses 4 and 5, John heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in her sins, and lest you receive of her plagues, for her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities.
今天人类的恶管还没有满盈，这个罪还没有到天上，还没有顶到天呢。
Today, men's sins have not run their course yet. They have not reached to heaven yet.
天里地有多高啊？
How high is the heaven?
谁能够测量地
上天
的高度啊？
Who is able to measure the height of heaven?
但是从亚当开始犯罪，这个罪一直的加，一直的加，一直的堆，一直堆，一直堆，快要。顶到天了。
Now, ever since,
罪恶滔天了。
Ever since Adam sinned, this iniquity of man have keep accumulating until one day it reaches heaven. It shall one day run its course and reach to heaven.
所以神就要审判。
And then that's the day that God will judge.
所以这里你就看到两个。一个是教会还没有预备好，哎呀，我的民啊，你们要出来啊，从巴比伦出来，从世界出来啊，不要再受这个成功神学的影响危害，还去抓这个世界，爱这个世界啊。
So there are two things about this. One is God's people, the church, have to come out from this world. Do not be influenced by this prosperity gospel, trying to grab what the world could offer you.
审判就要来了，审判要从神的家开始。这是我去年十月份我们重点讲的审判。
Because judgment is imminent and judgment of God will start from God's house. And this is the content of last October sharing.
好，这是第三个扩大。
So this is the third to enlarge.
还有最后一个扩大。
And now we have the last to enlarge.
那就是列王记上第三章所罗门所求的，神说你无论问我求什么，我都给你。
That's recorded in 1 Kings chapter 3, because God said to Solomon, whatever you ask, I will grant it to you.
结果所罗门求什么？求智慧。
So what did Solomon pray in the end?
He 不求寿，他不求财富，他也不求把他的仇敌都毁灭掉，他所求的就是要智慧。
What Solomon prays is an understanding heart. He does not ask for life or riches or his enemy's life.
所罗门实在是得到了智慧。
So Solomon indeed has obtained this wisdom, this understanding heart.
这个智慧的人,
and you see, a man with understanding, how broad is the measure of his heart?
所以圣经里说, 所罗门的心胸这样的宽大, 就像海边的沙, 不可以测量的。
That's why the Bible says, the heart of Solomon is so broad that it's just like a sand on the seashore, simply in measurement of the largeness of his heart.
我们何等需要祷告,
oh, how much we do need to pray to God to ask Him to enlarge our heart.
为什么今天教会有这么多的问题? 为什么夫妻之间有这么多的问题? 为什么家庭中间有这么多的问题? 为什么人际之间有这么多的问题? 难处。
Why is it today there are so many problems, questions among people in their relations, in their marital relations, in the church life with one another?
哎呀, 就是我们的心胸太窄了。
It's all because of this pettiness, narrowness of our heart.
我们一点点的事我们就过不去, 就想不通, 就忍不住, 就放不下。
For a very little thing that we cannot let it go, and we can't make any sense of it, and we cannot get past by it.
我们刚刚念的哥林多前书第四章，你看到保罗就有这个宽大的，就像主耶稣一样。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, which you just read, think of the Paul's heart. It's broad, just like our Lord Jesus.
保罗，我们看见从这一段话，你就不测了成功神学。
Just from this passage, you should be able to refute this prosperity gospel.
我稍微提一提，我还不能交通这一段。 神啊，求你师父给我教我不遭患难，不受艰苦。保罗的一生是充满着艰难，充满着困苦，对不对？
I cannot go into much detail yet, but as Jabez's prayer saying that, you know, deliver me from the evil so that I will be free from the pain. But think of Paul. All of Paul's life is full of hardship and affliction.
你去看看哥林多后书第11章，那就更多了。这个危险，那个危险，这个危险，那个危险，这多还是外面的事，还有一种宗教会的事压在我身上。哎呀，你看看保罗是多遭患难，多受艰苦的一个传道人。
Paul is such a preacher. If you read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, you read about all these perils, this peril, that peril, and this is our simply the external peril. Even more so, Paul is burdened, oppressed by all the problems in the churches. So you see, Paul is a man full of affliction.
How
can Paul deal with, and how can he endure it?
被人辱骂，我就祝福。
He said, when I was reviled, I blessed.
被人逼迫,我就忍受。
When I was persecuted, I endured.
被人毁谤,我就善劝。
When I was blasphemed, I entreated.
哎呀,你看保罗的心就像所罗门一样。
Think of this. Think of this very heart of Paul, just like the heart of Solomon.
底下这句话又能够不测成功神学，这到如今我还是世上的污秽，万物中的渣滓，这是个最不成功的一个基督徒传道人。And
what Paul says next can be used as the most powerful, convincing refute to those prosperity gospel saying, because Paul seems to be the most unsuccessful. A successful person in the world, because until today he's counted as the filth of the world and the offscouring of all things.
我还是个垃圾，不值钱的人，看我一点不值钱，不能放在人的眼中的，没有人看中我的。哎呀，到最后连教会里面所有弟兄姊妹都离开了他，他要申诉，没有人替他讲一句话。哎呀，这是失败到一个什么程度的一个。
He's considered as a trash, the most unpresentable one. Toward the end, all the brethren have rejected him and left him. What a failure for Paul to say so, the most unsuccessful one in the world. But however, in the eye of God, he's the most successful one. Therefore, in chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, Paul says that, now I have already been poured out as a drink offering. My time of departure has come. And right there, he's singing this victorious song.
美好的仗打过了, 属性的道守住了, 当跑的路, 跑进了, 从自由公义的冠冕, 为我成留, 不但为我成留, 为着所有爱慕他的人成留。
I have fought the good fight. I have finished my race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is the crown of righteousness laid up for me, and not only just for me, but also for all those who have loved his appearing.
感谢神,
we thank God.
他知道他到哪里去,
Paul knows where he is going.
所以他说我被教典, 我离世的时候到了, 他一点不悲伤, 一点不难过。
So when Paul says that, I have been poured out as a drink offering, and the time for my departure has come, he's not saddened, he is not sorrowful.
不但他要进到神的国，得到荣耀。
Not only will he enter the kingdom of God and receive glory.
不但神要救他,
not only will God deliver him from every evil work.
他要得着冠冕,
but he will receive this prize. He will receive this crown.
他要去见主的面,
he will go and see
哎呀，像今天一样，弟兄姊妹，假如你下个礼拜你已经买好了机票，你要到夏威夷，你要到佛罗里达，这么冷的天，见纽约，到哪里又多舒服啊！ 你会不会觉得恋恋不舍或者难过吧？我想你不会很高兴啊。
Just like if should you buy your ticket, maybe next week you're going to a warm weather place like Florida, Hawaii, would you possibly be grieving about the fact that you're leaving?
就是保罗所看见的。
And this is what Paul has seen.
感谢神。
We give thanks to our God.
这是他的成功。
This is Paul's success.
但是保罗一个宽大的心。
And Paul has this largeness of heart.
今天夫妻为什么这么多的问题争吵，就是你的心太窄了。
Why did you say there are so many marital problems and quarreling? Is this because the narrowness, the pettiness of your heart?
大家都是斤斤计较啊。
Everybody is so petty about little things.
哎呀，不像这个。 彼得前书第三章第六节那里一段话，就是对着夫妻讲，总而言之，你们要同心，你们要彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存着慈怜谦卑的心，不要以恶报恶，不要辱骂犯辱骂，总要祝福，这是你们为此蒙召，好叫你们得福。
And then in verse 8, chapter 3 of 1 Peter, Paul concludes that regarding the marital problems, he says that all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted and be humble, not returning evil for evil, not returning reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called for this very purpose, that you should inherit a blessing.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, should all the couples have this largeness of heart? Is there any problem among the couples anymore?
保罗说,
Paul says, imitate me. Because he imitates Christ.
基督没有犯罪，也没有诡诈, 他被骂不完口，遭害不是为害的话，只讲自己交托那公义审判的。
Because when Christ was revived, he did not revive in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously.
最后我需要补充一点。
Lastly, I would like to just add one more point to this.
保罗虽然有这样宽大的心,
even though Paul had this largeness of heart,
但是有些事上，保罗绝对不会的退让，不会的宽容，不会的忍耐。
On certain points, Paul would never compromise and would never let it go.
这一点非常重要。
And would never forbear it, and this is something very important.
加拉太书第一章保罗说，我要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我现在要讨人的喜欢呢，还是要讨神的喜欢？若是我要讨人的喜欢，我就不是神的仆人。
Galatians chapter 1, Paul says, do I persuade man or God? If I still seek the favors of man, then I am not the bondslave of Christ.
第二章他怎么讲的?
And in chapter 2, what does he say?
他说这样的人,我一刻都不有,一刻都没有容忍他,没有顺服他,好叫福音的真理在你们中间。
He says in chapter 2 that regarding these people, false brethren, he said, I did not yield submission to them, not even for 1 hour, so that the truth of the gospel will continue to stay with you. Not even 1 hour. I cannot stand it. I will not forgive, and I will not put up with this.
接下来他说，不管他有怎么的有名望的人。
And then Paul continues to say, whatever high reputation that person might be makes no difference to me.
哎，看起来保罗是那样的骄傲一样，对不对？
As though Paul is so proud.
不是这意思。
No.
所以接下来你看怎么当面指责。彼得是个当时候教会注释是一个有名望的人。
Paul didn't mean that. And then next you will read in Galatians how Paul refuted Peter. And Peter at that time was a man of reputation, one of the pillars of the church.
当面去责备他，一点不留情面的。
He refuted him right to his face, no compromise and relentlessly.
为着主的名。
For the sake of the Lord.
为着主的荣耀。
For the Lord's glory.
为着真理。
And for truth's sake.
为着教会。
For church's sake.
他一刻都不会容忍。
Not even 1 hour would Paul submit, would Paul yield submission to it.
对他人生的攻击，人生的逼迫，不要紧，我都可以宽容。
Paul could tolerate all the personal attack or persecution.
感谢主，巴不得我们一个祷告，求主扩大。
We thank the Lord. If only we all have this kind of prayer of Jabez. Enlarge our territory in these four aspects.
新的一年，我们起来，我们进入坚持，望着这个标杆直跑。
So in this new year, let us all only have one thing, that is press on toward the goal.
我们低头祷告。
Please bow your head. Let's pray.
互相满心感谢，满心赞美，我们是什么人？
Father God, we are full of thanksgiving and praises that who are we?
就你在分推会众中抬举了高抬了我们，叫我们能够与王子同坐，得到荣耀，尊贵为座位。
You have lifted up us up from the ashes, and you have given us this honorable position that we should be together with the princes.
就愿你的爱更多的激励我们，吸引我们，你的荣耀更多的吸引我们。
Oh Lord, may your love and may your glory continue to draw us, to attract us.
让我们知道我们不再是自己的人，我们是重价所买赎的。
To establish so that we know that we are no longer our own, but at a price we were bought.
让我们在身上能够荣耀你。
So that in us you could be glorified.
愿你在我们身上教会中得到更多的荣耀，直到世世代代永永远远。
May you be glorified in the church among us from this time on forever throughout all generations.
我们感谢主召我们的是新时代。
We thank our Lord that faithful is He who has called us.
你必定要成就这事。
You will bring this to pass.
让我们起来。
Let us all rise.
我们忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
Forgetting what lies behind, but reaching forward to what lies ahead, let's press on toward the goal.
求主怜悯我们，帮助我们，坚固我们。
Oh Lord, have mercy on us, help us, and establish us.
祷告祈求，信耶稣基督的名。
We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
今天稍微过了一点时间。
I apologize that for this overtime.